Good morning, everyone. So I will speak about simulations of radionuclide transport as affected by variable charge cell chemical properties. These modeling simulations are performed in Mie University, Japan, by Professor Nobuo Toride, Shen Daiwen, me, and with the help of Martinus van Genuchten. So, why we need, okay, this is the content. So why we need computer simulations for the radionuclides? It's obvious that there is a required assessment of the main radionuclide sources. It's from uranium mining, nuclear tests, nuclear power plants, and like a special case, final disposal of radioactive wastes. Obviously, there are different geochemical conditions, any conditions. So the modeling is not so simple. The case that exactly we simulated is a surface repository for low and intermediate level waste conditioned in the concrete BB cubes. There is a lot of studies that show that degradation of the concrete barriers will happen after 1,000 years, and which will lead to the flux into the environment or in soil, in fact, with high pH. And the special case here is that we modeled a soil which has well-expressed pH-dependent exchange properties. This is a type of volcanic ash soils very well performed in Japan. And the aim is to model transport modeling with the implementation of geochemical reactions accounting for the pH changes. We used a recently developed model we call it variable charge model. It's still not published, but I hope it will be soon. Something about background about the variable exchange phenomenon. The variable charges are associated primarily with hydroxyl groups on the soil surface. And in case of increasing pH, solution pH, a proton dissociates, it's so-called the protonation process, and a negative charge appears, which leads respectively to increase of the cation exchange capacity. In case of acid solution, a proton from the solution associates protonation process and positive charge appears on the soil surface, so which leads respectfully to the increase of anion exchange capacity. So the model which we made tries to simulate this process. This is the features of variable charge model. It has similarity to PK model. So this means that we simulate both protonation and deprotonation processes, and we distinguish two type of surface reactive groups, which means that on the same moment, both reaction can occur in the soil. This is this is the equation for the protonation process. Here with Mg is could be any cation, and so I should read simultaneously. So this is the features and assumptions of the model. Simultaneous dissociation protonation reaction, and on the same time, compensation with exchangeable solution ion. Just this reaction happens, we assume that this reaction happens simultaneously. Reactions, which is, I said, reactions between the solution and surface phases, and dependence only on concentration of the ions in the solution and solution pH. And this is the respectable equilibrium constants for this reaction and for this reaction. After that, you will see that these constants appear like a parameter of this model. How it looks like? We distinguish, as I said, two type of groups for the deprotonation process and for the protonation process. It could be I number. After that, you see that we are satisfied. We can very correctly model the process with three surface reactive groups for the cation exchange capacity and three surface reactive groups for an ion exchange capacity. And this is the dissociated proton in the surface. So on his place, on its place, I am from the solution is attached. Here the process is different. The protonation, we attach a proton and an ion ligand. There is one specific feature of this model. The hydroxyl group from the solution, OH group, also could be attached to the appeared positive charge, and respectively, the dissociated proton also could be attached back as an exchangeable ion to the surface, like it's shown, for instance, here. This is the next parameter that we distinguished as, or I would say we established in this model. This is the total amount of exchangeable ions on the surface of each group. And this is the, with this dash, with this bar, we show the attached cation and the summation, respectively, of the, all these attached cations gives CEC variable. And CEC variable in that case is a function of pH and the concentration of metal ions in the solution. The, in similarity, the anion exchange capacity is also a function of pH and the concentration of ligand groups. It's absolutely similar. The next feature of this model is that we think that it, and we implement this feature, that we can simulate multi-component interactions. So if we write the reaction for the protonation process for M1 and M2, two different cations, we think that the constant, the selectivity coefficient, which appears here, which is obvious equal to the selectivity coefficient of any of these two reactions, could be described precisely, enough precisely, with just exchange reactions between exchange selectivity coefficients between of this cation. It's just like a half reaction. So each surface reactive group is just like a summary of this variable charge model. Each reactive surface group is subject to the so described variable charge reactions, is characterized with two parameters, total amount of the potential absorption capacity, ST, and respectively for the anion exchange capacity, RTI, for each group, and corresponding equilibrium constants, KMG and KML. Okay. So now it's very important how can we determine these two parameters, obviously. It could be determined either from literature data, from the graphs CEC in function of pH, and or AC in function of pH, and from titration experiment. In fact, we made titration experiment to determine this data. We, after that, implement these reactions in the, because the main purpose is to make a transport simulation, as I said in the beginning. So we implement these reactions in the reactive transport code. It's, we use the HP1, which is couples hydrous 1D, simulating water, heat, and solute movement in one-dimensional variably saturated media, and Frixi, computer program for simulating biochemical reactions. So this is the governing equations that we used. We study strontium. Of course, our main aim was transport of strontium. This is the transport equation for strontium. We also modeled sodium and potassium as the major cations in the system, and as a major anion, we put chloride and nitrate. I should say that this is just computer simulations. Some data are from the literature, some data are from reports, and so on. The main purpose is to see how this variable charge model will evaluate the migration path of cesium. In this transport equation, this part gives the amount of the absorbed ions. This is the amount in the concentration in the solution. So the most important thing here is how can we properly model the absorption phase. So this is how it works. This is the equations that we put in the Frixi for the cation absorption phases. So with QK, this is the amount of absorbed potassium. This is the reaction. And this is, I would say, the main variable charge reaction. And after that, the other reactions are just modeled as a cation exchange. And this term, in fact, represents the amount of absorbed cation. Obviously, summation of all this will give CC variable. It's in absolutely similarity with the anion exchange. Sorry. So the model input, it's a so-called type profile, 2 meters with initial almost neutral pH. A simulation time 10 years. This is the water flux is a steady state. Transport of, as I said, strontium 90 in dissolved state with relatively high concentration, subject to high alkaline flux due to the concrete barrier environment, pH 12. The considered geochemical process are permanent CEC reactions and pH dependent CEC reactions, which are modeled with variable charge model. This is the parameters received from the titration experiment due to this soil. And this is the just ion composition. And the model also gives, of course, the initial absorbed concentration in function of these parameters. This is the variable charge reactions with the selectivity coefficients that we used. So this is the graphs. I just would like to emphasize here the increasement of the CEC capacity, cation exchange capacity, during the years. So it's obviously that cation exchange capacity increase due to the increase of pH. So it's a very correct simulation. This is about the strontium concentration. Of course, it increases. Sodium is very quickly removed from the system. Potassium, not so much. This is for the absorbed concentrations. The trend is the same. And conclusion remarks. The prediction of radionuclide transport into the geosphere should include physical and geochemical processes, as both affect the transport rates. So retardation properties could be described and simulated with properly adapted geochemical reactions, or we just believe so, that's my believing. Recently developed model describing soil pH-dependent charge properties was implemented into a reactive transport code, and simulation results showed reasonable tendency with accurate mass balance. I should say that mass balance was perfect. Future steps about this, because it's a new model, about variable charge model, it's evaluate the role of particular ions in the titration experiment for determination of these variable charge parameters. Establish a data set. It would be very good if we could make this for various soils, and considering a relationship, found some relationship between the variable charge model and the soil mineralogical content. Obviously, there is something. About radionuclide transport assessment, with this model, we need sensitivity analysis due to the variable charge model parameters, comparison, of course, with other models, and retardation factors in order to understand the suitability of the proposed model and its reliability for future safety assessment tasks. And of course, it will be great if we can enlarge this model, complexity of this model, with increasing the number of existing chemicals and implementing solubility of strontium from the conditioned solid state, and so on. Just acknowledgement that this was this study was done under the framework of Japan Society for Promotion of Science Fellowship Program. This is the references for, especially I would say, for Mr. Kato, which we use data selectivity coefficients. And thank you very much.
Is there one burning question?
Okay. Yeah, I don't understand that the name variable charge, all your species are neutral.
The variable charge is in the soil surface. The discharge that appears when, for instance, from neutral to high pH, a proton from this surface hydroxyl groups, a proton dissociates and goes into the solution, so a negative charge appears. So that's, it's called variable.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's, can I go there? So you mean here?
Everything is neutral.
Yeah, maybe as I understand the question, it's because we assume simultaneous dissociation protonation reaction and simultaneous compensation with exchangeable solution ion. Oh, okay, maybe we can discuss this. Yeah, sure.
In the equation.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Dimitar. Thank you.